That the Lord been good to you. Let's try this again. I apologize. That wasn't me. I hit the mute button by mistake. I guess that's them nerves are coming home. Amen. Let's try it again. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to our pastor and Miss Jessie in their absence. You all continue to pray for them that they recover well. To the deacons, trustees, to the church family, we greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior. And as I stated before, recognizing my wife, you all know her. She's sitting over there. And my daughter. Amen. She's been my rock. She's been my everything. Every time I had to go preach, she's been driving. And the Lord has been blessing us. I greet you all online this morning. As I say, it's truly an honor and a privilege to be able to stand here this morning. And I want to apologize to the youth because I forgot this was Youth Sunday. Next time I come, God willing, I'm going to have to bring a message for you. But I pray that you get something out of this message too. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Genesis. Chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32. Starting at verse 22. Be reading down to verse 32. Genesis chapter 32. If you dare say amen. And it reads, "And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast powered with God. I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest actions after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and have my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrink, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank." You may be seated. As we want to speak to you today on the subject of just a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus. Let us pray. Most wise and eternal God, Father, once again, it's preaching time. Father, once again, it is thy servant that stand in the need of prayer. Lord, I need your anointing that make preaching easy. Father, I need you to clean me out that you may fill me up. Father, allow your blessings, your grace, fall fresh upon me right now, that it is not I but thee. Help me, Holy Ghost. Quicken thou that is in me, O Lord, that I may stand here boldly proclaiming nothing but the truth of thy word. Consecrate these your sheep, O Lord. Remove any hindrance or stumbling block that may keep them from hearing a word from thee. Grant us access now into your presence as we come boldly, Lord, behind your sacred desk. We ask these blessing petitions in the precious name of Jesus Christ, him crucified. Let all the blood-washed, born-again believers declare unto you, hallelujah, amen. In the text this morning, we see that this is the second encounter of Jacob's life spiritually. The first encounter was at a place called Bethel. See, at Bethel, in Genesis chapter 28, Jacob met God at Bethel. At Bethel, Jacob saw a ladder. But at Jabbok, he saw the Lord. At Bethel, Jacob became a believer. But at Jabbok, Jacob was broken. At Bethel, Jacob became a son. But at Jabbok, he became a saint. See, saints, at Bethel, Jacob died to his sin. But at Jabbok, he died to himself. At Bethel, Jacob left with a spring in his step. But at Jabbok, he left with a lasting limp. Every person in this church this morning needs a Bethel experience. See, Bethel is where he saw a ladder with angels ascending and angels descending. They were taking down messages from God and they were taking up messages to God. See, he saw the Lord at Bethel. Just like we need a Bethel experience, we also need a Jabbok. See, Bethel will get you in the heaven. See, Bethel will save you. It will give you salvation. But see, Jabbok will get you fit for earth. Can I get a witness? See, it was at Bethel that Jacob met the Lord. And it's because it is at Bethel that Jacob said, surely the Lord is in this place. See, saints, you ought to know that you have met the Lord. Huh? You ought to know the day. You ought to know the hour. You ought to know the experience that you came in contact with the true and living God. But just like you needed a Bethel, you need Jabbok. What are you saying, preacher? You're doing a lot of talking about Jabbok and Bethel, but what are you saying? See, you need Bethel because Bethel will get you into heaven. But just like Bethel, you need a Jabbok. Because Bethel will take you to heaven, but Jabbok will get you fit for earth. See, you need to go to heaven. Thank God for heaven, but God needs to use you while you are here on earth. And God can't use you until he breaks you. Huh? See, some folk can't praise God like they want to. Some folk can't shout and give God glory because you still full of you. See, God got to break you. And until God break you, he can't bless you. And if God can't break you or bless you, he can't use you. But see, we find Jacob here alone. Some of us are still full of ourselves. See, you're still full of your pride. You're still full of your ego. See, you got good health. You still got enough money in the bank. You still got enough friends that are home. And you know, when you drive home, you got that nice house that you live in. See, you are still full of you, and therefore God hasn't broken you yet. But when God begins to break you, guess what? That's when he can use you. Jacob was very much alone. Look at verse 24. Verse 24 is saying, Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. Jacob was very much alone. He was facing a serious time of testing. He had brought his two wives, his two women servants, and his 11 sons and everything he had, and left it on the other side of the brook. Because he was getting ready to face a brother that he had tricked and misused some 20 years earlier. Watch this, saints. It was a 20-year lapse between Jacob meeting God and God using Jacob for his glory. Because he was alone. And unless God got him alone, God couldn't break him. Brothers and sisters, I want you to hear me. If we are going to be strong Christians, we got to find some alone time with God. You got to spend some quality time with God to understand and to know what God's plan is for you. See, we living in a culture now where everybody think they living in a reality show. You can't stand to be by yourself. People always on their phone. Y'all love this thing, don't you? Can't leave home without it. Matter of fact, if you leave home and you ain't got it, you'll hang a U-turn. Come back and get it. Because you can't stand not being connected to somebody. You're always texting. People walking in the walls, falling off of sidewalks because they so concerned about being connected. You afraid of the noise of silence. Because you know when you get by yourself, you got to face you. People can't even sit down and enjoy a good meal or go out to dinner without being on Facebook. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Person sitting right across from me and you too busy taking pictures or selfies of your food. Or you're trying to see what somebody else is doing or what they did last night or yesterday. See, you got to find some alone time with God. Jacob was very much alone. See, it's right here in the text. And Jacob was left alone and there wrestled with a man until the breaking of day. You know, I thank God for the alone time that I can have with him. See, I thank God because, see, at one point in my life, I didn't make time for him. And because I didn't make time for God, he didn't make time for me. And everything that I was trying to do was failing. But when I found time to spend with God, I appreciated my alone time with him. Why? Because I come to the God alone. While the dew is still on the roses. See, and the voice I hear as is falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. And the joy I share, just me and God, all by ourselves, as I tarried there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gives to me within my heart is ringing. Saints, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. A little old country boy from down Blair's, Virginia, he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share. Have you ever had time with God and just the joy just fell all over you because you knew that you belonged to him? See, saints of God, as you tarry there, just you and God all by yourself, no one else would know. See, I stay in the God. See, when you get that alone time with God, you're going to want to stay right there. You're going to want to stay in his presence. You're going to want to spend that time with God to know that God will keep you in spite of what you're going through. God will deliver you out of all the circumstances that you're in. How do I know? Because it's right here in his word. He said, I will deliver you out of your affliction. All of them, all. He said, not just one, but all of them. See, Jacob was alone. And because Jacob was alone, God was about to break him so he could bless him. Watch this. Watch this. Jacob was alone, and they wrestled with a man until the breaking of day. Let me ask y'all something. How many of you in here? Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to ask you this question, but I want to read something. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Verse 24 says, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go until thou bless me. Thanks for God. How many of you in here have been in so much pain, so much difficulty, that you couldn't sleep? And you came to the resolution that you had to pray all night long. See, that's called wrestling with God. You had to wrestle all night long. But in your wrestling, you told God, I ain't gonna let you go until you bless me. Jacob wrestled with an angel all night long. Watch this, saints. This was the pre-incarnation of Jesus wrestling with Jacob, because God had to break Jacob. See, sometimes we have to wrestle all night long because God got the empty you of you. He can't bless you as long as you are in the way. God got to move you out of his way so he can bless you. And sometimes, saints, we'll go through a trial or a tribulation, but God said, what was meant for your evil, I'm going to use it for your good. Because what I got for you, the world can't give it to you, and they sure can't take it away. Watch this. Jacob wrestled with him all night long, but he touched in the hollow of his hip. Do you realize, saints, that you only strong in your weak places? Huh? See, as long as Jacob had all of his strength, God couldn't break him. The place that you are the strongest in, that's keeping you from giving your all to God, is where he gonna break you at. That's where he gonna touch you. He touched Jacob in the hollow of his hip. But see, in order for him to bless Jacob, he had to get Jacob alone. Like I said, you got to spend some alone time with God. If you want to be a strong Christian, you got to spend some quality time by yourself with God. Turn the TV off. Turn your phone off. Go to your secret place. Get by yourself and tell God, here I am. Lord, speak to me. But the first thing you do in the morning when you get up, I'm not talking about worldly folk, I'm talking about Christians, is look at your Facebook page. See, them people should have been sleeping. But you get up and you look at the Facebook to see what's going on, or you're checking email. Won't you check in with God and see what he got for you? See,
in Jeremiah, he said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to do you no harm, that you may have a future and a hope. But until you check in with God to see what his plan is for you, you ain't gonna know what he got for you. So get off of Facebook and put your face in that book. Disconnect yourself with them no good folk in your life and connect yourself to Jesus Christ. Let him show you what he got for you. Just a little talk with Jesus. I come to the God alone. Jacob was alone. And because God got him alone, God was able to empty him out. See, I'm just like Jacob. I'm a crook. I'm a liar. Mischievous. When I want to do right, I do wrong. Just like Jacob. And if you're honest with yourself, you just like Jacob too. God got to break you. God got to empty you of you. Because when God empties you of you, he gonna break you in the places that you are the strongest. And when he break you, it's when he can come in and fill the broken places. Paul went to the Lord 3 times and said, Lord, I got a thorn in my flesh. I need you to move. And God said, no. He said, because in your weakness, I am made strong. Saints of God, stop trying to fix everything. Stop trying to be the problem solver, the way maker, because you are not. You are trying to take the role of God, and God has to break you so he can use you. And once God breaks you, he's going to bless you. Watch this. And Jacob was alone, and there wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched him in the hollow of his thigh. And Jacob was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go. This is Jesus. Jesus is telling Jacob to let me go. See, this here is called a theophany. That's when God himself decides to come down and give you an answer. And see, this is only happens, church, through fasting and praying. When you're wrestling all night long, see, you just can't say a regular prayer. You got to give up something of yourself. You got to go into fasting and praying in order to hear what God has to say about your situation. Jacob said, I ain't gonna let you go until you bless me. And see, once you come to the realization that no matter what you're going through, you're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God changes not. The Bible says he's today, he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He changes not. He said, I am God, And once you realize that it is God and not you, and you hold on to him no matter what you're going through. But see, the devil want to tell you, turn him loose. He ain't going to bless you. Let him go. I'm going to take you with me because you're mine. But see, once you gave God your life, once salvation came in, you was connected to Jesus Christ. But in between time, you had a process of a transformation. You became something else. See, I ain't talking about the name your mama gave you. Watch this. Angel said, let me go. Jacob said, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. Verse 27, and the angel said unto him, what is thy name? You remember I said you became something when you were born again. It was a 20-year lapse between Jacob's salvation and his usefulness. But in between that, Jacob became something. Let me wrap this up. He asked him his name. You know, your name brings up your history. Your name brings up who you are. You know, sometimes when you apply for a job, they do a background check on you. They run your name, and your history comes up. And when the angel asked Jacob his name, he said, my name is Jacob. And when he said Jacob, he thought about all that he had done. How he tricked his daddy. Tricked his brother, misused him, stole his birthright. Bamboozled his uncle Laban. Thought he was marrying Rachel and ended up in the bed with Leah. The supplanter, the trickster, the one that grips the heel. He thought about what he had become. But the angel told him something. He said, your name is no longer Jacob, but it's now Israel. And Israel means a prince of God. And as he blessed Jacob and turned him loose, Jacob walked with a limp. Because see, God got to break you so he can bless you. But after he breaks you and blesses you, he brands you. What are you saying, preacher? Jacob was branded for life because God had broken him, he had blessed him, but then he branded him to let people know that he belonged to him. Jacob walked with a limp for the rest of his life. But he was fit for service because God broke him. Then he blessed him. But after he blessed him, he put a brand on him. Let God brand you. See, when God brands you, no matter where you go, people will know that you belong to God. When you come to church, people ought to know that you belong to God by the way you praise God, by the way you clap your hand. And when people come in and sit beside you, you should tell them, honey, you don't want to sit right there, because I'm about to praise my God, because I know how good he has been to me. See, a lot of times God will bring you through trials and tribulations. He will deliver you out of circumstance after circumstance. And you come to church and sit on your pew like God don't even know you, or you don't even know who God is. But you will come in the house of God and expect God to bless you, but you don't want God to brand you, because you too busy trying to please people on earth. See, when I come to tell you this morning, saints of God, we'll put everything on us that the world wants us to have. Young men walking around with earrings in the ear and don't even know what it represents. See, if you go back to the book of Exodus, you'll see that the slaves in Egypt had earrings in their left earlobe to show that they was a slave to the slave owner. You don't want to be a slave to the world, but a servant to the Father. I come to tell you this morning, let God break you so he can bless you. And after he bless you, let him put his brand on you. So when you go out in the world, people will say something different about you. You ain't like everybody else. And you can say, no, I've been branded by the King. I've been touched by the Master. I'm walking with Jesus, and I got his brand on me. You might not see it physically, but keep on watching. You're going to see the spiritual reality of him in me. And you're going to understand that what I used to say, I don't say no more. The places I used to go, I can't go no more. And the things I used to do, I don't have a desire to do. Why? Because I'm walking with God. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the melody that he gave to me is so sweet. Oh my God. Why? Because he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. And the joy we share, who just me and God, all by ourselves, as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Jacob left Peniel with a lasting limp. How are you going to leave here today? Are you going to walk out of here the same way you came in? Or are you going to walk out with God's brand on you so people will know that you are his and he is yours? Saints, just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we love you. We give thee praise. Father, I pray that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, has fell on good ground. That these your sheep, O Lord, would take this message and walk, Lord God, out into this world to do your service, to do your will. Father, we thank you. We love you. And we praise your name. Father, we ask these blessings and petitions in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our King, him crucified. In Jesus' name we pray. All the saints of God declare, amen.